"You're tearing me apart," Finley moaned, and when the master gave him a startled look, Finley grinned, showing those rows of tiny, sharp teeth.
"It's a famous line from a film called Rebel Without a Cause," he said. "Dinky Earnshaw makes me think of James Dean."
He paused to consider.
"Without the haunting good looks, of course."
"An interesting case," Prentice said. "He was recruited for an assassination program run by a positronic subsidiary. He killed his control and ran. We caught him, of course. He's never been any real trouble, not for us. But he's got that pain-in-the-ass attitude."
"But you feel he's not a problem."
Finley gave him a sideways glance.
"Is there something you feel I should know about him?"
"No, no. I've never seen you so jumpy as you've been over the last few weeks. Hell, call a spade, so paranoid."
"My grandfather had a proverb," Finley said. "You don't worry about dropping the eggs until you're almost home. We're almost home now."
And it was true. 17 days ago, not long before the last batch of wolves had come galloping through the door from the ARC 16 staging area, their equipment in the basement of Damley House had picked up the first appreciable bend in the Bear Turtle beam. Since then, the beam of Eagle and Lion had snapped. Soon, the breakers would no longer be needed. Soon, the disintegration of the second-to-last beam would happen with or without their help. It was like a precariously balanced object that had now picked up a sway. Soon, it would go too far beyond its point of perfect balance, and then it would fall. Or in the case of the beam, it would break. Wink out of existence. It was the tower that would fall. The last beam, that of wolf and elephant, might hold for another week or another month, but not much longer.